his Steve. Okay, Barbara, lead us through this.
Okay, well, thanks everyone for staying for this. We're looking at Agenda Papers Series 6. We've got, I'll try to make this quick for you. We've got, Agenda Paper 6 is a cover paper. Basically, we're explaining the way forward and why we're bringing a disclosure transition paper to you, which is Agenda Paper 6A. So if you turn to Agenda Paper 6, this discusses how in last week's ISB-only meeting, we, the board, discussed whether to move forward with the proposals in the exposure draft for offsetting financial assets and financial liabilities as modified with staff recommendations or to maintain the IAS 32 offsetting requirements. So as you know, the board tentatively decided to maintain the IAS 32 offsetting requirements. However, you also acknowledge that there is additional application guidance needed because there is diversity in practice today, and the diversity we discovered when we were doing our outreach for the exposure draft. So based on this discussion, the board, you've asked the staff to bring back a paper on suggested amendments to IAS 32 to address the diversity in practice, and cover paper 6 is to let you know that the staff will bring a paper back in September 2011 to discuss the diversity in practice. But we will, in this meeting, be asking you to decide on transition effective dates for the disclosures, the converged disclosures. So if you move, so that is Agenda Paper 6. If you move to Agenda Paper 6A, this discusses transition and effective date for the converged disclosures. So if you remember in the July joint meeting that we had with the FASB, both boards agreed on tentative disclosures for offsetting. These disclosures that we've agreed on address the needs of users when they review financial statements that were prepared in accordance with IFRS's and US GAAP for offsetting financial assets and financial liabilities. The decisions that you made with the FASB included decisions on objective for the disclosures, scope of the disclosures, and format of the required disclosures. And although we will bring you a paper in September on application guidance for IAS 32, the staff does not believe that any changes or any additions to IAS 32 would affect the proposed disclosures. We also believe it's important to move forward with finalizing the converged disclosure requirements in a timely manner to meet the needs of users. So our first question for the board is about transition for the disclosures. We originally received feedback on the disclosures that were proposed in the exposure draft that while the disclosures met users' needs about offsetting financial assets and financial liabilities, the level of granularity that we had proposed was resulting in an operational burden to preparers. Preparers requested that the disclosures therefore be applied prospectively, and that sufficient transition time was provided to meet the requirements. However, the decisions that we made in the July meeting for the disclosures reduced the scope and the granularity of the disclosures, although they still did address the user requirements.
Not a passcode that I can confirm. Please try entering your passcode again, followed by the pound or hash key.
So based on the decisions that we made in changing the proposed disclosures, the staff does not believe that retrospective application would now be a burden to preparers in applying the disclosures. And so the first in
is not a passcode that I can confirm. Please try entering your passcode again, followed by the pound or hash key.
Now, for the effective date,
do you want to take this one at a time?
Well, I'll leave it to you if you'd like to discuss them together, or if you'd like to address each question.
Well, perhaps we'll just do question one. Sure. Any discussion on this? John.
Is not a passcode that I can confirm. I'm sorry, but I'm unable to connect you to the meeting. Please contact your host directly or call meeting support.
The disclosures themselves, not the changes that were being proposed.
The disclosures themselves that we were proposing.
Any other questions or comments? We're not having a vote, but is there anybody against this question? Just as an indication to the staff. Okay, so you can move on.
And so we'll be going through. Can you clarify what we're doing with the votes?
We're not doing a formal vote because we don't believe we have enough board members here. We're trying to get an indication from the board members here as to what their inclination is, and that will tell us, that will help you with your planning because you'll have a sense of the likely outcome when we actually come back to a formal vote. And we'll do this again probably in September beginning of September at the board, so we can do it in public with the additional board members.
Okay.
But this is to try and give you an indication okay. of what they are likely to vote for when we get there, assuming that they've got it already.
I'm taking your names down. Okay.
They have the right to change their mind as well.
But they'll have to speak to Barbara.
Yes. Okay, so on this, the second point of this paper is to discuss effective date for the converged disclosures. When we had proposed disclosures in the exposure draft did not have an effective date, we had gone out for the request for views on effective dates, and we had asked respondents for their views on the effective dates. Some of the respondents, preparers mainly, suggested that the disclosures have the same effective date as IFRS 9. However, while we understand that classification and measurement may change, obviously as a result
your pass
of implementation
code.
Of IFRS 9,
Thank
staff
you.
Does not believe
your passcode is confirmed. When you hear the tone, you will be the first person to join the meeting. The line will be silent until another person joins.
Again, the original offsetting project was a result of requests from users for increased comparability of offsetting information. So the staff believes that in order for users to benefit from the comparability, transition date should be as early as possible. If we align the disclosure's effective date with other financial instruments projects, this could result in substantially postponing the effective date of the disclosures and could delay the benefit of the disclosures to users of financial statements. So our second question to the board the staff recommends in question two that the revised disclosure requirements be effective for annual and interim reporting periods beginning on or after 1 January 2013. And I would also let the boards know that actually the FASB staff will be making the same recommendation to the FASB. We had two separate meetings planned just because of the timing of the meetings. So the FASB staff will be recommending this to the FASB in August.
The same papers.
The same paper on effective date and transition.
Any questions or comments?
Can I just say that Daryl is also watching the video feed and he supports your proposal.
Great.
Can I ask a question?
No.
you used the words for both of these to say converged disclosures, but I thought they're kind of converged but not fully converged, given that we know that our standard is being interpreted two different ways in terms of the current requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me brings the question up of are we going to try to get the two done together? And I thought you and I had talked, you had done a survey, and most board members were supporting that. How does that fit into this?
Well, I think also with considering we're going to a formal board meeting on voting on this in September, the issue isn't as obvious as it was, since we'll most likely be trying to resolve both these at the same time. But, well, the currently is also a debatable discussion, and we'll have to discuss that in September. The staff would try to get both of these items, meaning application guidance for IS-32 and the disclosures out together to the extent possible.
And my point, ideally I'd like to see them get done together, but to call them converged when they're not, I think we need to be careful about that.
The disclosure, we did an analysis based on our discussions, my discussions with you. And we don't know if there actually would be a difference with this current interpretation, because if you look at the basic guidance for U.S. GAAP today, not the exception for derivatives, U.S. GAAP is also not clear on the legally enforceable, whether that's currently or in bankruptcy. So that's one way of reviewing U.S. GAAP. Another item would be that most derivatives that are coming into U.S. GAAP would be coming in with the bankruptcy exception anyway, so this would probably not create a large, if any, difference. So we do think the disclosures are converged.
Pat?
I'm not sure I totally understand your response to John about the disclosures and the potential amendments coming out together, because won't the disclosures be coming as a final standard and the others be coming as an exposure draft?
That depends on what the other is. If the other is really taking the words that we had before in the exposure draft and just changing their location, essentially, maybe not. So I think it depends exactly what they are.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Do we need to ask? So we don't ask about drafting in this meeting?
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then I think we can declare the meeting closed.